Concours Écricom 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 16. Not so fast. Since Jaslyn Bradley, a 19-year-old teenager from the Bronx, weighing 122 kilos, sued McDonald's last month for making her fat, the prospect of a mountain of obesity lawsuits has frightened America's fast food industry. But a bigger short-term threat for sellers of hamburgers, pizzas, and fried chicken comes from customers still watching their waistlines. Same-store sales at fast food chains such as McDonald's and Burger King are declining. And a new business dubbed Fast Casual has sprung up, comprising gourmet sandwich, salad, and soup chains. Mexican outlets and traditional American diners, Fast Casual offers healthier menus, higher quality, fresher, more varied food, and a more tempting ambience than plastic chairs and garish lighting. With sales of $5 billion a year, Fast Casual is tiny compared with the $153 billion fast food market, but is growing by 12% a year. The most successful brands include Schlotzsky's, with 650 restaurants in 38 states and 10 foreign countries. It specializes in exotic sandwiches such as the Asian Almond Chicken Wrap, trumpeting 7 grams of fat or less. Panera Bread, with 414 outlets, serves delicatessen-style sandwiches and soups, and boasts soaring profits. Cozy Coffee sell made-to-order sandwiches. In-N-Out Burger has over 140 outlets in Southwest America, promising fresh beef, hand-leafed lettuce, and no heat lamps to revive soggy burgers. The loss of upmarket consumers to fast casual rivals is hitting McDonald's and others at a time when mainstream customers, the delightfully labeled HUFUs, heavy fast food users, also known as young single males, are being disproportionately hurt by unemployment and falling incomes. McDonald's, the biggest chain, with 13% of the fast food market, compared with Burger King's 6%, is suffering particularly badly. Although it continues to gain market share from weaker rivals such as Burger King and Jack in the Box, its same-store sales fell by 2.8% in America in the third quarter and by 3% internationally. Investors are furious about a 44% fall in the share price since Jack Greenberg became boss in 1998. At its peak in 1996, McDonald's opened 2,000 new restaurants a year. It plans to launch just 600 in 2003, and it is closing 175 underperforming restaurants, quitting 3 countries and firing some 600 workers. Mr. Greenberg refuses to accept that the group is contracting, pointing to opportunities in countries such as China. But with 80% of its worldwide income coming from 4 mature markets, America, Britain, Germany, and France, out of the 121 it is in, that allegation is proving hard to counter. Burger King is in even worse shape. Its price war, primarily against McDonald's — this week Burger King revived the 99-cent deal launched in September for its Whopper burger — has hit profits so hard that a planned sale by its parent, Diageo, fell through last month. Diageo is desperate to reassure investors that a sale will happen, even though one of Burger King's biggest franchises this week went into bankruptcy. Fin du texte 16.